What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, It's the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of Mary, not the son of a bitch. So you guys are probably wondering, who is the woman in the photo? That woman is the mother of Donald Trump, aka Faraon, aka the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, and his mom's name happens to be Mary. So as you guys know, I'm a Talmid Chacham, which is Hebrew for the student of the wise. I know religion better than 99.999% of the idiots out there. So I was always wondering why God in the Quran would refer to Jesus as El Masih Isa ibn Maryam, which translates to the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary. Now, God did not do that with other prophets. He did not do that with Moses. He did not do that with Muhammad. He would not refer to their title and their lineage and who they're descendant from. But with Jesus, he is openly saying it, El Masih Isa ibn Maryam. The Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary. And I was always wondering, why does he have to clearly tell us that? We already know that, just like we know that Yusuf is the descendant of Israel, the prophet Jacob. You know, we know that. We know the lineage. But you just don't have to, like, say it in our face, you know. So why are you saying El Masih Isa ibn Maryam? Okay, we know that there is no need for you to keep on saying it over and over. So I found that to be a little odd. Now, as you guys know, the Jews are trying to pass off Donald Trump as the Messiah. Okay, you guys should know that by now. You know, the Golden Age, the second coming of Trump. Trump is the king of peace or the prince of peace. They're trying to push him off as the Messiah, okay? Now, a lot of dirty Jews out there like Ben Shapiro, they're coming out, they're saying, I love that white people are saying, I believe in Christ the King, okay? Have you guys noticed that the Jews are saying, good for white people to believe that Christ is king? Now, here's something that 99.9999% of you white people out there don't know. Jesus Christ is not his motherfucking name, okay? It's not like saying fucking John Smith, okay? John is the guy's name. Smith is his last name, okay? That's not the case with Jesus. Hey, Jesus Christ means Jesus Messiah, okay? It's really supposed to be Jesus the Christ. You guys calling him Jesus Christ, you think his first name is Jesus, his last name is Christ. It's not that, okay? So, Christ in Greek means Messiah, okay? The word anti, like anti-Semite, see, anti in Greek doesn't mean against. It simply means other. The Antichrist simply means other Messiah in Greek, okay? So the Antichrist is not necessarily gonna be somebody who's gonna be against the Messiah. The Antichrist is the other Messiah. Now, if you guys out there are a little bit smarter than Coach Bitchpill and Yogi Obes, you would have now known that they're trying to push Donald Trump as the other Messiah, okay? Now, all these dirty Jews out there and all these Christian Zionists who are saying, yeah, bro, I love the fact that white people are saying that Christ is king. Okay, bro, yes, Christ is king. Now, for all the dirty Jews out there like Ben Shapiro who say Christ is king, have him say, Are you talking about Isa ibn Maryam? Are you talking about Jesus, the son of Mary? He's not. Okay, guys? Now, I can end the video here right now because I just proved to you guys that Isa ibn Maryam, al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam, the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary. Okay? Donald Trump's mom is Mary. They're gonna try to push Donald Trump as the Messiah. They're gonna say, look, his mother's name is his mother's name is Mary. He's the Prince of Peace. That's his second coming. Trump is Jesus Hitler. Trump is God Emperor, okay? That's what they're pushing him as. Now, I told you guys I have a... he's not a friend. He's just a guy I ran into who's black ops in Ukraine. I ran into him. And he told me he's going to go to Ukraine in February, which is this month, because they're going to finally end the war in Ukraine. I told you guys, like, even before Trump was elected president, I told you the war in Ukraine is going to end in February, okay? Trump is already talking to Putin. The war is probably going to end in the next few weeks, okay, guys? Now, a lot of people out there are going to be like, oh, shit, Trump really is the Prince of Peace. What you guys fail to understand is that the real war, okay, that's going to start in June, July, because, again, the American Black Ops dude who I ran into in Ukraine, by the way, guys, there are real Nazis in Ukraine. I know. I met them. Personally, I like Nazis. They hate Jews and they hate niggers. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So, now that we have established the fact that the war in Ukraine is going to end, a lot of white people are going to be fooled and they're going to think that Trump really is the Messiah, okay? The big war is going to happen in June, July in the Middle East. Now, I'm going to tell you exactly how it's going to go down, okay? The Yemenites, they don't give a fuck. Now, you guys out there, especially you Muslim cells, because you're weak and pathetic, understand this and understand this really good. Once the mu'minun, once the faithful of God say, let's rock to the enemies of God, then that's when God says to his enemies, let me do my thing. And the last thing you want is for God to do his thing if you are his enemy. At the end of the day, guys, I'm not going to defeat the Antichrist. You're not going to defeat the Jews. God will. All God needs is for you. Not me, because I'm ready to go, dudes. Like, I'm ready to go. But you guys need to understand and understand this good. A lot of people out there, they need to be killed. Why? Because they're not worthy of the Messiah. This is why God gave you all a fake Messiah. You're worthy of Donald Trump. You know, the guy already gave $500 billion to the most richest people in the country, causing more inflation. Did you guys know that inflation went up because Trump took, since Trump took power? Why? Because he already gave $500 billion to the richest people in the motherfucking country, okay? That's number one. Number two, I've said this in other videos and I'm gonna say it again. Our currency is losing compared to foreign currencies, okay? We lost 10% of our value compared to the Colombian pesos, okay? The reason why I'm not in Colombia setting up my restaurant, guys, I was supposed to start my restaurant a couple of weeks ago. Now I have to delay it until April because of Trump, okay? The fact that we lost 10% against the Colombian, I mean, let's say you're sending $10,000 to Colombia, okay? We lost $1,000 simply because of Trump, okay? So now I have to work longer, I have to work smarter here, and as you guys know, I survived a head-on accident with a drunk person. So I'm not working. This is my mom's car, you know. I'm just buying food and shit like that. So I figured I might as well make a video while I'm traveling, because I gotta make this video about Trump, man. Like, it's at this point, guys, if you don't see that Trump is antichrist, is the jail, the antichrist. And again, antichrist simply means other messiah in Greek. Anti doesn't mean against, it simply means other, okay? So when the Jews cry anti-Semite, what they're really saying is that we are the other Semite. It's all facade, it's all corruption, okay, guys? So I know it's a lot of you guys out there, you think we're winning. Fucking Elon Musk has a 19-year-old kid who drinks Red Bull, and he's cutting costs, you know, he's hacking into all these computers and the federal government, you know, going through billions of lines of computer code, with most languages having been written before he or probably even his parents were born. And you guys believe all that bullshit, okay? You guys need to understand, Trump as the Antichrist, as the other Messiah, who's obviously fake and gay, like TFM would say, he's there toying with the people who are dumb enough, stupid enough, gullible enough to believe that Trump is God. Now, understand this good from an Islamic perspective, okay? Only the Salihun, only the righteous can be here when the real Messiah comes, okay? So a lot of people out there need to die. I'm not gonna kill them, you're not gonna kill them, okay? That's God's job. Now, I'm not saying just because you're not worthy of the Son of Mary, who's the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, because again, Trump is the Son of Mary too, okay? You're worthy of the Son of Mary, Donald Trump, the Antichrist, you know, Faraon, you know, who claims he is God Most High. And you guys need to understand, dudes, Trump is not going to come out and say what Pharaoh said, "Ana al-hukum al-a'la," I am your God Most High, okay? He's not going to say that, okay? The media is going to say that for him, okay? So you guys out there need to understand, the media is going to say to, is going to tell you idiots Trump is God Emperor, he's Jesus Hitler. And you guys are going to fall for it. The vast majority of the human population is going to fall for the fact that Trump is the Messiah. And these people must die, because they're not worthy of El Messiah Isa ibn Maryam. They're not worthy of the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of Mary. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean they're bad people, you know. The Prophet Muhammad's companions, they asked the Prophet, "Hey man, what happens if our people die? These people die." The Prophet Muhammad said, "Allah will sort them out." So meaning that they're not necessarily bad people, okay? They're just not worthy of the real Messiah, Jesus, the Son of Mary. So what you guys need to do until this happens, and I'm gonna tell you how the war is gonna happen, okay? The Yemenites, they don't give a fuck, okay? In fact, the Prophet Muhammad blessed the Yemenites but cursed the people of Najd. Najd is the Arab kingdom of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, all these rich Arab countries. So the Yemenites, they don't give a fuck, dudes. They will launch fucking nuclear weapons, supersonic weapons. They'll launch whatever they have at American forces, okay? So when fucking barefoot Bedouins from Yemen launch hypersonic missiles and sink American aircraft carriers and bomb American bases in the Gulf region, that's when Iran is going to be like, "Oh shit, if barefoot Bedouins are fucking America up, so can we." And that's when the Russians and the Chinese are going to be like, "Oh shit, this looks like it's probably our time to take over because America is getting beat. You guys need to understand, a lot of countries out there are going along just to get along with America. The minute they see that the Yemenites are whooping America's ass, that's when other countries are gonna fucking lose all respect and all fear of America. Guys, I have no fear of America, okay, guys? When I come into America from Colombia, you know, I got global entry. So what I would do is that I would go up to that machine that takes a picture of you, and I would give it a big old kiss. That's what I do when I come in here, guys. I'm not afraid of America. I lost all respect for America. I have no fear of America, okay, guys? And you guys out there should have no fear. You guys need to understand, God hates America, okay? You guys out there need to say to Donald Trump, aka the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, aka Faraon, you need to say to him, let's rock. That's what you guys need to do. You need to tell Trump, let's rock. The minute you say that, that's when God is gonna step in and he's gonna destroy Trump, the Jews, and all their goy minions. But again, understand, guys, a lot of people have to die in the process, okay? Because they're not worthy of the real Messiah. They're not worthy of Al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of Mary. They're not simply worthy of him. And you guys need to understand, 2 million Palestinians are not simply going to leave Palestine and go live in the wilderness of the Sinai Peninsula or the valleys of Jordan. They're simply not going to leave there, okay? So Trump will have to send American troops. And I am telling you guys right now, okay? According to Islam, 99 out of 100 people who will fight in the Middle East are gonna die, okay? So the minute you see war happening in the Middle East, you need to get the fuck out of the country. Especially if you're between 18 and 36, you need to get the fuck out of the country, okay? Because if you don't, Trump is going to draft you. And I am telling you guys, okay, 99 out of 100 people who will fight in the Middle East, 99 out of 100 are going to be dead. And that one who's going to survive out of 100, hey, they might be, you know, they might lose their limbs. They might have PTSD. They might have traumatic brain injury. So no matter what's going to happen, okay, guys, if a war kicks off in the Middle East, which it will, you guys need to understand, dudes, okay? For Trump to get rid of 2 million Palestinians, he's gonna have to send troops in there, okay? And the Yemenites, they don't give a fuck. Because you guys need to understand, dudes, if I, Amr Mitwali, know this is gonna happen, if I know exactly what's gonna happen, you don't think the Yemenites know what's gonna happen? See, the difference between people like me and dirty Jews is that dirty Jews, they go out and they falsify events because they want to bring in, they want to artificially bring in the New World Order under their evil command, okay? I don't do that, okay? Good, faithful people, because God says you cannot hasten or delay my will. So I cannot go out there, create false flag operations and say, oh yeah, bro, it's the end times. You know, God's chosen people, we're winning. You have to bow down to us Jews. You know, I can't do that, okay? Only God can do that. So all these dirty Jews out there who are making all these false flag events like 9/11, October 7th, they're doing that so they can artificially bring in their evil, corrupt world, okay? People like me, people like the Yemenites, we stay back and we are reactionary to the will of God. Trust and believe, the Yemenites know that if they say, fuck you, America, let's rock. They know that God is going to fuck America up. You guys need to understand, this is a trap, okay? Palestine is a trap. Have you guys seen Donald Trump saying, oh yeah, bro, we're just going to walk into Gaza, we're just going to waltz into Gaza, sipping champagne, we're going to take it over, and the Palestinians, they're going to go live in the wilderness in Sina and Jordan, and they're going to love it, they're going to never want to come back to Gaza. It's like, okay, bro, okay, dog, that's a fucking trap. I know it, the Yemenites know it, hopefully the Iranians know it as well. So once you see Trump taking troops into Palestine, that's it. It's over for America. That's it. It's over for America. The second Trump sends troops into Palestine to get rid of the Palestinians, to expel the Palestinians, that's it. That's the end of America. That's it. You know how in the UFC fights, they say, it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. You know, even though the referee didn't stop the fight yet, it's over, dudes. The minute America sends troops into Palestine, it's over for America, okay, guys? The Yemenites, they're gonna take down American aircraft carriers and American bases. The Iranians, they're gonna strike, maybe even with nuclear weapons. The Russians, the Chinese, they're gonna see their opportunity to finally destroy America, okay, guys? And when that happens, America will fall. I am telling you guys, a lot of people out there without their welfare, without their STEMI checks, without the government taking care of them, a lot of people out there are gonna die, dudes. Like, Islam tells us there's gonna be 50 women to be led by one man, okay? That's number one. Number two, Islam tells us the Jews are going to be exterminated. In fact, the extermination of the Jews is going to be so glorious that the tree is going to talk and say, faithful follower of God, there is a dirty Jew hiding behind me. Come execute him. Are trees going to talk? No, they're not. It simply means that. Have you guys seen the Joker recently getting riled up about how hypocritical conservatives and so-called Christians are? Wait until red-blooded Americans like Joker finally find out that 9/11 was an inside job by dirty Jews and their goy accomplices, okay? And you guys need to understand, what's happening to the Palestinians, eventually that's going to happen to us here. Don't think that they're going to murder women and children only in Palestine, but they're not going to do that here in America. Oh, trust and believe, they're going to do that here in America. When you see Trump saying, oh yeah, bro, I'm all for freedom of speech, yet he makes laws saying if you say anything about Jews other than the Jews are the bestest, greatest thing to happen, I'm going to shoot you in the back of the head. You guys need to understand this really good, okay? Trump will be pushed as the Messiah. A big war will happen in the Middle East. Do not partake in that war because that's guaranteed death for you. And if you are unfortunate enough to survive, you might lose limbs, you might have a traumatic brain injury. So, best thing, and again, guys, as of right now, okay, as of right now, guys, let God do his thing, okay? The only thing you and I can do now is simply spread the message of what's gonna happen, okay? That's all we can do. Until the big war happens and America collapses, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or, in the case of Coach Bitch Bill, traps and tie ladyboys. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!